Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Monday morning, November 10th, 2025, and we have a lineup of health, fitness, and wellness headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Stress cardiac MRI tests may help improve angina diagnosis and treatment. Using stress cardiac MRI testing to measure blood flow around the heart appears to improve diagnosis and patient quality of life. A study presented at the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions 2025 found that small vessel problems were common in participants with suspected angina and no obstructive coronary arteries. The study revealed that a stress cardiac MRI led to more accurate diagnoses of microvascular angina and significant improvements in chest pain and quality of life after 6 months to 1 year. These findings suggest that a functional test of blood flow should be considered before dismissing chest pain, especially in women who are more likely to have small vessel angina that may go unrecognized.
A News Breaks. Lantern Pharma, LTRN, CEO discusses AI-driven cancer drug development in FinTech TV interview at NYSE. Lantern Pharma, an AI-driven cancer drug developer, is utilizing machine learning to discover new therapies and target high unmet need oncology indications. CEO Pana Sharma shared that their AI platform now self-learns, reads scientific papers, models molecules, predicts patient response, and suggests new indications, reducing time and cost of drug development. Lantern has three clinical stage oncology candidates, including a phase 2 trial for non-smoker non-small cell lung cancer. The company expects data milestones from its LP-184 program and plans to roll out its AI platform commercially. Lantern aims to usher in a golden era of medicine with faster, cheaper, and more personalized treatments.
Effectiveness of anti-clotting meds after stent placement varied in people with diabetes. Research presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025 revealed that two commonly used antiplatelet medications, ticagrelor and prasugrel, had varying impacts on patients with type 1 or type 2 diabetes who underwent stent placement. The study showed that prasugrel may offer better outcomes compared to ticagrelor with lower rates of heart attack, stroke, bleeding complications, and death. Lead author Dr. Shripal Bangalore emphasized the importance of choosing the right medication, as the two may not be interchangeable. The Tuxedo 2 study, conducted in India, included 1,800 adults with diabetes and multivessel disease, evaluating the efficacy of different antiplatelet therapies after stent placement. These findings challenge the current practice of treating ticagrelor and prasugrel as interchangeable options for patients with complex coronary disease. GeoVax recognizes World Immunization Day, advancing innovation and trust in vaccination. GeoVax Labs, Inc. recognizes World Immunization Day, emphasizing the importance of vaccines and the need for increased confidence. With a focus on innovation and transparency, GeoVax is committed to developing diversified next-generation vaccines. Their multi-antigen vaccine candidates aim to provide broader immune responses, ensuring protection for vulnerable populations like the immunocompromised. By advancing U.S. manufacturing and prioritizing trust, GeoVax is working towards a future where immunization continues to save lives and protect communities worldwide.
New guidance offered for responsible AI use in healthcare. The American Heart Association has released new guidance urging health systems to adopt clear rules for using AI in patient care. The advisory introduces a risk-based framework for evaluating and monitoring AI tools in cardiovascular and stroke care. It emphasizes strategic alignment, ethical evaluation, usefulness, effectiveness, and financial performance as key principles for deploying clinical AI. The advisory highlights the importance of local validation and bias assessment for AI tools, especially in smaller institutions. The association, with its extensive hospital network, is committed to advancing responsible AI governance. Health systems are encouraged to integrate AI governance into existing quality assurance programs to ensure continuous monitoring of AI tools for performance. The guidance provides practical steps to evaluate and monitor AI tools, aiming to improve patient outcomes and support equitable, high-quality care. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.